60 seconds away from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But first, I know a lot of people out there are already stressed out about the holidays.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Just so much to do. You have to buy presents. Mm-hmm. You have to wrap those presents. You have to give those presents. You have to fake happiness when you open up those presents.
It's all about presents, apparently.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
It's extremely exhausting. But one person who's worry-free right now, of course, is Santa Claus.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
He should be the most stressed.
I know. He's got to make toys for every single kid in the world.
Yeah.
That's a ridiculous amount of work.
Nope, not a care in his mind. And I'm not even just talking about the fact that he and I Skyped last night and things got a little crazy.
Okay.
It's because recently Zillow, the online real estate website, announced the value of Santa Claus's home up in the North Pole. And good news,
okay,
the price has increased 6.5% since last winter, up to $710,000.
Do you think he's finally going to sell? Move somewhere else, upgrade a little bit.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
With all those elves, is it like a 100-bedroom house?
Well,
like,
I just imagine there's probably a lot of outbuildings for his workshop.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Well, and he's so old, you guarantee he's one of those people, too, that's like, well, when I bought it, it was, you know, $30,000. And now it's just all profit. So $710,000. It's the second year that Santa's house has appeared on Zillow, but now they included photos of some of the upgrades that he's made to his residence.
Okay. Nice.
Spoiler alert, he added hot cocoa on tap this year at his house.
Nice.
Nice touch.
And a hot tub filled with peppermint flavored water.
Whoa, Santa.
Yeah, he gets a little crazy in that hot tub when Miss Claus is out of town. Trust me. He and the elves spend a lot of time in that thing. So there you go. Santa's house, $710,000 if you're looking to buy, but I don't think he's going to sell it. All right, let's get into the shock collar question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a really bad question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get today?
I got Hold It at Myself.
Whoa!
Awesome.
All right. Yay. Here's the shock collar. While Brooke's putting that on, Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
Did you know, according to the National Retail Federation, 54% of all holiday presents were returned or exchanged last year? Whoa. And they even found which specific gifts were exchanged the most for adults. For men, the second most common trade-in was dress shirts. For women, the second most common was sweaters, but the number one most frequently exchanged gift was the same for both genders, and it's not something that you wear. What type of gift was it?
Whoa,
it's not something you wear? I thought for sure it'd be pants. Pants are hard to buy for people,
yeah.
You know? Oh,
man. Wow, it blows my mind that it's not a clothing item.
Right.
Because normally if it doesn't fit, like, that makes sense. Oh, it doesn't fit, or I don't like the design. Like, there's many reasons to return a piece of clothing.
So what else are people buying for each other that would be, I mean, it'd be a huge gift that you'd open and you'd, like a kitchen appliance would be crappy to get. Return that for something cooler, maybe. Man. Or
what have you bought for people? What do you buy for people normally?
A lot of gift cards. I don't think you return those.
No, that'd be really stupid. What about technology? Like, what is a gift that people give that is, it's hard to, like, you need to pick it out yourself. Like shoes, but you wear shoes, right? Like, I was thinking like running shoes.
Yeah,
but
I was thinking
you
even
wear
like
those.
Headphones, but you wear those too.
Would cologne or perfume? You still
Ooh,
wear that?
Ooh, I like that.
That's actually really good.
That's a good one. Michael, my husband, bought me perfume, and I exchanged it for something else.
Really?
Yeah, because I didn't like the smell
of it, man. Yeah, that's a tough
thing to buy
for people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He liked
it. It mixes with their body.
Yeah.
You know, everyone smells a little different.
Oh, I like that one, Jubal. What's another one? See, I keep going back to, like, bra and underwear, but that's something you wear. I mean, cologne technically is something you wear, too, but...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You still kind of wear that, so...
Or makeup. I mean... But it'd be for men and women. I don't know how many women are buying men makeup.
Would it be something you eat? Like, I'm just trying to brainstorm here.
A TV, a watch, a computer, cell phone. Would you return a cell phone?
No.
Probably not. This was like an old phone.
Anything
someone gave you like an old.
You probably wouldn't want to return. What would you just want to return?
Okay, I'm going to go with cologne and perfume, mostly because it's the most intelligent answer we came up with.
Yeah, it makes the most sense.
The National Retail Federation did a study and found the most frequently returned and exchanged holiday gifts from last year for women. Sweaters ranked second. For guys, it was dress shirts. But the number one gift item that was exchanged last year was the same for both genders, something that you eat, talking candy and holiday sweets.
Really?
Like boxes of chocolate, candy canes, chocolate Santas.
Who would ever return it?
They exchange it for things that they actually want.
Oh, okay. Exchange it. That makes sense.
I've never... Someone needs to, like, back up this. I've never seen anybody exchange a box of chocolates.
Get out of here, Brooke.
Because you haven't been there when they've done it. All right, you got it wrong, and somebody texted in and wanted to hear Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler before you get shocked. So you got the lyrics of that, and whenever you're ready.
Once upon a time, I was falling in love. Now I'm only falling apart. There's nothing I can do. Total Eclipse of the Heart. Oh my God!
We all knew that was coming.
Yeah. You knew exactly when the shock was going to happen.